If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I want to go here. You may remember that not so long ago, Wits SRC, they came in studio and they were telling us about their plans to raise some money for students who may have not been able to raise money to pay for their, you know, historical debt. And I thought that was quite, you know, that was quite commendable. It does turn out that they've raised about 2.5 million rand and they said that the VC was going to match it. The VC has committed to that, so they have matched it. However, there are some students who went on a hunger strike a few days ago, and the institution has now responded to that. On the line with us is Wits spokesperson Shirona Patel. Shirona, thanks for your time. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks, Pamela.
Just maybe give us a, how long has this hunger strike been on for?
So Pamela, it's actually a little bit of a strange thing because initially the SRC, as far as we know, met on Friday afternoon. Some of the members, they called for a meeting. Initially, they got about between 20 and 30 people who came. It was late on a Friday and there were other kind of events on campus. And what we understood from that was that they would continue with their fundraising campaign, but that if they if that wasn't successful, they could look at a hunger strike.
Okay.
We then had two individuals who are not students, not SRC members, who then put out a statement saying they're going on a hunger strike. These two individuals have been camping in the SRC offices since Friday. And they are, the two individuals are mature individuals. The one, in fact, was a former SRC president from about 10 years ago, and another one's a mature person in his 30s. They both have two qualifications from WITS each. And they're now wanting to, saying that they want funding for postgraduate funding because they want to register for a master's and another degree. And so that's got us a little bit confused. When we chatted to the SRC, they did say that they were looking at going on a hunger strike. And I guess if the fundraising campaign is not successful. Today, the SRC met with the vice chancellor and they had a good meeting this morning and they will touch base again tomorrow afternoon. Now, I think they have raised the 2.5 million. We're hoping that a little bit more will come in tomorrow. We are matching those funds and those funds will be dispersed through the SRC using the SRC's criteria. And we will just oversee and from an audit perspective. But and that money will then be dispersed to students.
There's also the WITS Hardship Fund that's about to round up. It's conducting its own processes so that they can finalize who then gets what from that particular fund.
Yeah. So in total, the university, we administer about 1.8 billion rand. That was in 2024. Now, that includes NSFAS money. About half of that is NSFAS money. And then it includes scholarships, financial aid, and bursaries, which come from both the private sector, from individual donors, and from corporates. And that helps, say, about 26,000 students or so. There's another 5,000, 6,000 who can pay their own way. And then we're still left with the students in the missing middle who can't pay their own way. Now, we created the Hardship Fund particularly for academically talented students, students who are doing well, who are passing with at least 60%, 65%, and who need just that little bit to register, and they need emergency accommodation. So this Hardship Fund provides for these students. These are they get up to 50,000 rand per student. That helps them then to register for the academic year and to secure accommodation. This year, we're at around, I think, 28 million rand, which goes through that fund. But there is a problem for this year, and that's post-grad funding, particularly for a group of students who were funded by the NRF last year, the National Research Foundation, and then who weren't funded this year. And so we're trying to find some funding for those students. We've raised a private donor gave us 8 million rand towards that, but and then through the discretionary portal we helped another 200 postgrad students, but at least with postgrad students there is no close for registration. They can register throughout the year as they obtain funding.
Gosh, so the people that you'll be able to assist, you still insist that those who are owing 10,000 rand and above pay a 50% deposit, or has that now changed?
No, so we're saying those who owe 10,000 rand or above, if you take away the 10,000,
yes,
if they can pay 50% of what they owe, we can then get them to register. But that 50%, they can request from the Hardship Fund. So they can go to the Hardship Fund, and the Hardship Fund give them that 50% to register.
Gotcha.
That means they pay off the rest throughout the year.
Gotcha.
They can also work out an AOD. They sign an AOD, work out a payment plan with the university. We're open to that.
Mm-hmm.
Students who are NISFAS, there are some students who haven't had decisions yet from NISFAS.
Mm.
We've registered them, allow them to register. Students who have a letter from their donor or sponsor, we've allowed those to register as well. So we're doing whatever we can. But there's two, and if you look at where we are, we about 96% enrolled. So we've got about, I think it's 25,500 or so undergraduates, about 12,500 postgraduate students who've registered. That takes us roughly to about 37,500, 38,000 students, which is almost our full capacity. So we're almost full, but we do see postgrads that will kind of register throughout the year.
Okay.
The one thing I should add is that there are two things we can't do.
Mm.
And I think that's really where the sticking point is. The one is we can't clear all historic debt.
Mm.
Our historic debt, if you look at the past 5 years or so, we're sitting at about 500 million. That's half a billion rand.
Mm.
And if we clear all that debt, we won't be sustainable. We could go insolvent in the next year or two. So we have to remain sustainable.
Mm.
And free education, I mean, it's a fantastic ideal. It's something we've had conversations about since Christmas school.
Mm.
And that's what this students, always demand at this time. And that's a national conversation.
Mm.
We have to have it. And if we prioritize higher education, then that's the conversation we need to be having with government, with the public and private sectors.
Just quickly, just take me through why this sudden surge in requests from students who had not gotten money from NRF suddenly.
Yeah, so what we're seeing is that I think with the national, not just the National Research Foundation, but some of the other foundations seem to be pulling back on the number of bursaries that they're giving to students, not just to WITS students, but nationally.
Mm.
And also funding for other things, so for chairs, for centers of excellence, et cetera. So I think it's worth having a conversation with them just to look at budget allocations, perhaps, or budget strains in the Department of Science and Innovation.
Yeah, I think we should definitely do that. Thank you. I really appreciate you giving us this update. WITS University spokesperson, Sharona Patel.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.